Yitavad of Slamach Tessir, that Rebbe Lezer, Ma, what's going to look according to Rebbe Lezer? Again, Luchet Chila Vadim Isha, when she's counting Zayinikim, she's supposed to make a B'dika every day, even twice a day. But here Rebbe Lezer holds B'diyevid, if she only made a B'dika the first and seventh, that's enough. Now here, she only made a B'dika the first day and the eighth day. But the eighth day is after the Zayinikim. So it comes out during the 7 days of the Zayinikim, she only made a B'dika at the beginning, not at the end. So that's the Shailamau. Tchilosan v'soifan binim. Do we need a B'dika on the first and the seventh day? For Ochon here, in this case, Tchilosan ika soifan lekam. She only made a B'dika at the beginning, not at the end, so it would not be good. She doesn't have Zayinikim. She has to start counting over again. Or Duma, maybe no. Tchilosan, it's enough. Alpha P, Shane said, even though you don't have a B'dika on the seventh day, as long as on the first day she has a B'dika, maybe the Yeva, that's enough. And after 7 days, she could go to the mikvah. Some Rav says, yes, that's the loch, that's enough. It's the same thing, that Tchilos Nafa Pishen Sef is enough to have the beginning, even though you don't have the end, that's enough. Tchilos Nafa Pishen Sef is enough. For Rabbi Chanina, we all know, Tchilos and the Sef have been healed, not even according to Rabbi Lezer, you have to have the week at least on the first and the seventh day. And therefore, in this case over here, Tchilos and Iku, you have a week at the first day, but Saif and Lekka, and therefore won't be a good Zayinikim, she has to start counting over again. Mesri have a question. It says, what's going to be, Vishoven, they both agree, Vizav uvizova, Shebot guatzvam yerishan, and made a B'dika the first day of Yom Shmini on the seventh day, on the eighth day, Omotzator, Shem them Shmini Bavad, they have to start counting over again, and she only has the eighth day. So the Churi is a raya to Rabbi Chanina. Even according to Blazer, if you skip the seventh, it's no good. So, manch, what does it mean, shavrimi, they both agree? Lav, Reblezer, Reb Yeshua. So it's a kasha and Rav. It's a right of Chanina, that even according to Reblezer, that if you skip the seventh day, it's no good. First of the law, it could be no. He'll learn, it means that Reb Yeshua, Reb Akiva both agree. Then according to Reblezer, could be the first day is enough, even without the seventh day. Omer Rav Sheshes, Omer Rav Yimi Barabo, Omer Rav, neither Shefrisha Betairo Vishlishi Shalom is Seferis Laminion Shiva. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here and continue on next tape.
Yeah, we're holding the Yadav Samech Test, Yomer Aleph, you know, 10 lines down. Yomer Rav Sheish is like this. Omer Rav Sheish is Omer Rav Yimri Yobarabo. Omer Rav, neither Shefrisha Betaira, Bishlishi Shalom. Let's say the third day she was Mafresh Betaira. After she saw for 3 days, then she made Hefsek Taira. So Lochri is Sefrosa Leminyan Shiva Sakiyim. She could start counting now for the Zayinikiyim. So more is the question, what's going on here? Nida, if she was a Nida, Pashid, you mean she saw, or she became a Nida the first day like? If so, Sviru Lomala, what does she have to count for? The loch in Midiraisa is when she becomes a Nida, she's telling me automatically for the next 7 days, whether she sees or not, and after that she can go to the mikvah if she stops seeing. So what do you have to have Zayinikim for? 7 clean days. Elder Rav Eimer like this. Zova, in the case of Nisha was a Zova, means during the Yud Aleph Yom, the 11 days between one Nidus and another Nidus, she saw 3 days straight. And then Shefrisha Betara B'Shlishi Shalom. On the third day that she saw the third day, like before Bein HaShemoshos, she made a B'dika, she made a Hefsek Taira, she started to count. So Lochri Sefrosa Leminyan Zayinikiyim. He held to say that that day, the third day itself, is like the first day of the Zayinikiyim. As if to say, Mixas Yom Kukula. Even though she saw Dam in the morning, but since she stopped like in the afternoon and she made a B'dika then, so the last part of the day that she did not see, that's enough to count part of the Zayinikiyim. That's called like Mixas Yom Kula, Mixas of that day is considered like the first day of Nikim. That's what we thought Rav meant to say. Yes, and more answers back, Omalei Rosheshes, Rosheshes said back, Rabbi Yimiyo, Barabba, Rav Kukusoy Omer Lishmaite, is it true that Rav would say something like that? Because that's what the Kusoyim hold. That they say, the Yomri, they say that Yom Shepasekas Boy, the day that even though she saw in the morning, but if she stops seeing in the afternoon, so Sefros Leminyan Zayin, that day of Mixas Hayom is included in the first day of the Zayinikiyim. The Kusoyi say that. But we do not hold like that. The Rashi said that's the Gemara we had before in Perek Bnei Kusim. But we held no that the first day of the Zayin Hakim, we do not say Miksas Yom Kukuloi. It has to be a complete clean day. And here Lechura wasn't a complete clean day since she saw it the third day in the morning. So that day cannot be the first day of the Zayin Hakim. So how could Rav say something like this? So where it says, the Yarmulah, they're the ones that say what Gerish of the second is supposed to mean Zayin. So Mor says, no. Ki koma Rav, when did Rav mean to say that after she's a Zova, she could start counting the Zayin Hakim? Rav meant to say Labar Mishlishi, excluding the third day. Means that day that she saw the third day, that cannot be included. But if she stops seeing that day, she makes Hefsek Tara, and the next day is the first day of Zayin Hakim. So Mor Sakash, you saw Bar Mishlishi Pshita. For sure, that's Poshit. So what does Rav come to teach us? So Mor says, yes, Letzvicha, the Chiddush of Rav is Letzvicha, Kogoyin de Loibotko Ad Shvi. The Chiddush is like this, that true, on the third day, in the before Ben Hashmashus, she made a Hefsek Tara, she saw she was Torah. But then tomorrow, the first day of the Zayin Hakim, she did not make a Bedika. Until the seventh day, that's the first day she made a Bedika. And the Chiddush is that that's good for the Zayin Hakim. And therefore, the Chiddush of Rav is, for Yashmin and Hossam, before Rav's Chiddush was, Chilos on Apapisha and Seifim. If she makes a Bedika on the first day, that's good, even though she doesn't make a Bedika on the seventh day. For Yochir, the Chiddush is the opposite. For Yochir, Kamash will learn that Seifon, Apapisha and Chiloson, that if she makes a Bedika on the seventh day, even though the first 6 days she did not make a Bedika, also was good. And the Chiddush is, because otherwise, Ma, the same Ma would have thought to say, Chilos and Apapisha and Seifon. True, the beginning is good, even though there's no Seifon. Why? Who the Amrinan? Why? That since she made a bdika on the first day and she was Tor, so that's it, she's Machsa to be Tor now. Alvul Seifon, but if she only made a bdika on the seventh day, not on the first 6 days, Apapisha and Chiloson, Loi, maybe would not help, because she's not like the Cheskas to be Tor. Is Kamash Mulan, yes, still is good. And the Pshat is, because still she made a Hefsek Tara. That Ben Hashmashus, she made a Bedika. So she was the Cheskas to be Tor. Even though the first day she did not check herself, still is good. For the Mo'eni, it's not true. Vok Yosti Rovin, when Rovin came, Omri said like this, that Mosev Rav Yosef Rav Chanim Yotoya. This is going to ask the question from Malach of Yotoya. A din of a toya, again, is an isha that forgot when she saw dam. She knows she saw, but she doesn't know when. For lo yadana, when he says, Ravin says, Rav Yosef says, that lo yadana matyuta, I do not know what he's asking, what his question was. But what do you mean to ask from this lock of toya? The kaimlu, we heard like this. Shvua kama, the first week that this isha comes in front of us, notice she says she saw, but she's not sure when she saw. That's called the Toya. It's like Rashi says, in the part of the boys who were duking by the camel was also here, I was on sea. Yeah. Shua Kamo, the Yosla Kamon, so the first wish she comes to us is Blelusa Matbinun Law. We tell her she has to be Toyvel every night. Of course, we're going now, it's mitzvah bizmano, it's tefillah bizmano is a mitzvah. So every night we have to be afraid, maybe this is the night that she's finished being a nida. Maybe she saw 7 days ago, and tonight's the night she's supposed to go to the mikvah. So every night this week we're told to go to the mikvah. So that's called b'lelos matvinun lo. But the yomom lo matvinun lo. But the first week by day we do not tell her to go to the mikvah. Why? Because it's, because even if Sasha says she was a Zova, and a Locher Zova, after she counts Zayin Hakim, she goes to the mikvah on the seventh day, but here, since she did not count Zayin Hakim, it's no good. Now the question is why? V'Yisagadah didn't tell me, and think the way Rav says, that you do not have to make a Bedika during the 7 days. That Loi Binis Rul Lefaneinu, you do not have to make a Bedika in front of us, just the last day she comes and she makes a Bedika, that's enough. If so, b'yomom anam in atulinu. Every day of this week, by day, we should tell her to make a bedik and go to the mikvah. Because maybe today is the seventh day of a Zayin Hakim. And midiraisa, she goes to the mikvah b'yoyim. So, why don't we tell her to go to the mikvah every day this week? The churah b'yoyim is to say
that for the Zion Nikiyim, we have to see clearly that she counted every day. And yet, that we don't know if she counted, we don't tell her to go to the mikvah. So it's not like Rav that says a bdika on the seventh day helps. Here at Smash, we have to have a bdika every day of the 7 days. Smash says, no. Do me, and maybe you led this Zohar b'zoivi. Maybe the case was she gave birth to a Zohar, and she was a Zov then. For Yobdullah Sefurin. And maybe she made Sefurin. Mean to say, like the first 7 days she's tummy anyway, Baturus of Zav, Baturus of Yuledis, and then maybe she made the seven Nikiyim. This is what part of the Kash, like if you hold it, you do not need Sfurim of Fanenu, so the whole first week also she should be Tobel every day. But maybe she was the Yuledis Zochab Zaivi, for Yavdalis Sfurim, and maybe now the day she comes now is the end of a Zion Nikiyim. Even though we didn't see a count, we're saying, according to Rav, you don't have to make a bedik every day. Elolav, isn't it a proof from over here? Elolav Shlamino, that Binyan Sfurim Lefaneinu, know that the Loch of Zayin Nikiyim is every day she has to make a bedikah. And therefore, this first week, since she did not make a bedikah last week, we did not tell her to go to the mikvah. Smur says, no, for Lav Mir Kim Nekrev Kiva, didn't we say this mission goes according to Rav Kiva anyway? The Yom that he holds Binyan Sfurim Lefaneinu and Echnaim, this mission goes according to Rav Kiva Shita, that he holds the Zayin Nikiyim needs a bedikah every day. But maybe the Rabbanan argue on Rav Kiva. The Gemara says, in Minot Tem, how do you know to say the Rabbanan Loi Binyan Sfurim Lefaneinu? How do you know to say this, Takam, that the Rabbanan argue on Rav Kiva? According to Rabbanan, you do not need Zayin Nikiyim, and you do not need Sfurim, you do not need a bedikah every day. The Tanan learn like this, or the Tanya. Toy Yisrael Manishina comes to us and tells us, Yoy Mecha Tami Risi. She knows for sure that she saw one day Dam, but she doesn't know when. The Locher is Matfilo Noisa Test Tfilos. We make every Tovah now Tfilo Bezman and Mitzvah 9 times. Zayin the Nida. Every night this week, maybe it's the end of a Zayin Yomim of a Nida, we're told to go to the Mikvah. Or Trey Lezivan, two times by day, we're told to go to the Mikvah. Why? Because maybe when she saw, like yesterday, it was during the Yud Aleph Yomim. During the 11 days, Halacha is, if she sees today, she has to wait till tomorrow, keep one day b'tayr, and go to the mikvah tomorrow. So therefore, we have let her go to the mikvah 2 days, today and tomorrow. Because maybe she saw yesterday, and therefore today is the Shemeras Yom Keneged Yom. Or maybe she saw today before she came to us. And therefore, she has to wait till tomorrow and go to the mikvah tomorrow. Therefore, this lady, we tell her to go 9 times to the mikvah. What's going to be if she says, Bein HaShemoshes Tamei Risi? She says, and I saw once Bein HaShemoshes. So, Len Elochri is Matvil Noisa Yirala Tfilas. She's a Bein HaShemoshes Tamei Risi. So, Elochri is Matvil Noisa Yirala Tfilas. Then we say she has to go to the mikvah 11 times. Again, the same thing, 7 for the Nidus. And then here, Lechura, it's 4 times for the Zavis. So, must question why? Yud Aleph, my the time, how do you have 11 tefillahs? It's much like this. Omer Rav Yirmi Midifta, the case is, Kegoin Sheboyes Lefaneinu Bein HaShemoshes. That not only she says she saw Bein HaShemoshes, and she doesn't know when, which day, but she also came to us right now Bein HaShemoshes. And therefore it's like this. Vavina Vo Timna Lenida. We're told to be tovel 8 times for the Nida. Like right now, we have to be afraid maybe to suffocate it's Laila. So we're told to go to the mikvah right now. But also a chashash that maybe she first saw Bein HaShemoshes now, and that was called Yom. So she still has to go to the mikvah 7 more times, 7 more nights. So that's how Tilchus needed she goes to the mikvah the next 8 nights, tonight and the next 7. Utlosa Leziva. And she has to go 3 times with her Leziva, the Rashi explains, like maybe she has to go to the mikvah right now, it's Bein HaShemoshes, maybe it's still called Yom. And maybe she saw yesterday. She has to go to the mikvah tomorrow, because maybe what she saw Bein HaShemoshes, it was she saw yesterday. maybe the Bein HaShemoshes was yesterday. Then maybe she saw right now Bein HaShemoshes is a day, so she has to go tomorrow. And then maybe she saw right now before she came to us also Bein HaShemoshes, that maybe it's called Laila. Another Sotah says she saw at night time now, since she can't go to the mikvah tomorrow, but the next day. Therefore, our Sveikah, she has to go right now, tomorrow, and the next day, but Terrace is Din Ziva, then maybe she's a Shemeris Yom Keneged Yom.
What's going to be, she says, Larisa Kolik, I did not see at all. So Matvil Noisa Tesla Tfilas. Then we have to go to the mikvah 15 times. So it doesn't make any sense. If she didn't see at all, why should she go to the mikvah? Omar Rav says, the Chura, high din, this type of a din, the Laidain, the Daini, the Galchi, that people don't die in, don't pass in, is like these Dayonim and Galchi. What it means like this, it's a funny din. The Yistu there in Galchi, they make up laws like this, that the East late to Rasumir has an axe, Leroy Chadyom Yoni has to pasture one day. But the less late to people don't have axes, Leroy Choyomil, they make hard laws, don't make any sense. If you don't have an axe, then you'll make your plate, make your plow 2 days. It's very hard. Yisrami Le Yasma, if they get together a Yasma, means a kid that doesn't have a parent, a father. Bara Meloso, she's the daughter of an Amona, the mother is only the mother, not the father. So Yovele Ture, they give him an axe, they give her an axe, and also Nechsad, and they take away all the property from her. Omulu, the East Lutura Lishko Chad Moshka, a person has an axe, gets one portion. The left Lutura, someone doesn't have an axe, Lishko Trey Moshka, takes two portions. Amulu, like my high the comrade, what are you talking about? Lukura, like Omulu, Soiv Dina Ketchila Dina. Chilas dina lav man the less lay odif, the one that doesn't have is better off. Skor slave din also nami man the less lay odif, the one that doesn't have anything is better off. So here hokanam is saying to me also, o mahecha do omarisi sagi lo. When she says she's sore, it's enough to say ibatich either with 9 tefillas or else like biral tefillas 11 tefillas. Sagi de komru e when she says Larisa, I did not see it all. Boy, you come and ask for 15 tefillos. It doesn't make any sense. Like, what kind of svar is this? So Rashi says the case was that Ozlo Yasa means Shloi Hoye Loi Shor for Kaful Lirois Bei Moisa Bei Yamin. If she didn't have a shor altogether, they made her work 2 days. Nichsad, then they gave her one and shocked, and they made a shechita. So Kisa, they made the laws just the opposite. That some that had an ox worked less. And someone did not have an ox, had to work more. It doesn't make any sense. Here also, Nisha says she saw, she only has to go 9 times. And if she says she didn't see, she has to go 15 times, it doesn't make any sense. What are you talking about? Zagumar means rather, cases Elayma say like this rather. Elayma hochi, ro'isi she saw dam, but v'yen yedeya kam risi, she not saw how many days she saw. And also, if you may need the Risi, if you may Ziba, she not saw whether she saw when she was in Edom or when she was a Zava. So, therefore, that is, Mabul Mesa Tesla of Tfilis. We make her be Toivol 15 times. It's like this, I saw you come on, Bimon, she comes to us by daytime. Is Yavin in La Shevla Nida? We tell, listen, the next 7 nights you have to go to the mikvah. Because maybe you saw any one of this last week ended like your Nidus. I mean, any one of the day of the last week started your Nidus. If any night of this week is the end of your nidus, so these next 7 nights you have to go to the mikvah after suffering nida.